passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Final hour has arrived, and we are glad that you have joined us. It's been a busy show, so let's get right to the calls. Jim is up next.
I'm going to be considered, since I'm not a caller, I'm going to be considered, I hope, and on this call, at least designated breaking news guy.
Okay.
And here's the breaking news. Here's the breaking news. Having been considered or declared the most compelling caller on the show a few years ago, I'm going to tell you who really is, and I sincerely mean this, the most compelling caller on the show. John from St. Louis. He's funny. He's being serious, and he's not dumb. He's not a dumb man. He's not a young man either.
No.
And he's not exactly a smart man in some cases, like calling Don Meredith Dan, calling Richard Nixon, Richard E. Nixon, which Milhouse Nixon. Now, but that's all humorous too. That adds to his compellingness. He really is an interesting guy. I love hearing his calls. I mean that. I really mean that.
We agree. I mean, I find him to be entertaining, a throwback.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's like talking to your grandfather.
Well, he's not a dumbass like many of, as he said, your callers are clowns. They really are. And you can't say it because you don't want them to run away or you won't have any callers. But I can say it.
So, Jim, do you really think that I protect these callers because I don't want to have to?
I have no doubt about it. Good night. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Confessions is good for the soul. You just confess. There's no doubt about it.
It does feel better to have admitted that.
Well, it should. You know, I don't know if there's any hope for you or not, but maybe there is. I don't know.
We have this weird relationship. I hate to call you up and ask for advice, but I feel like I need to. And since I have you on the line, I mean, help me out here. This is a big moment for me.
I've helped you all I can by what I said. You know, I know where you're going and you're just getting into a bunch of bull.
No. I'm at a critical moment in my career where I have to make some hard decisions.
Everybody's eating that up that I'm going to help you.
Jim.
But you know what's funny? Let me tell you what's funny. The fact that you tell me I'm trying to help Jim. Oh, that's so wonderful for you. Trying to help me by lying about me. Okay, I'm not going to get negative. Oh. I made my point. I like John. I think he's compelling. And I do listen to him when I can. Driving in a while ago, I heard him. And he really is a smart guy and compelling. Got a lot of experience, a lot of wisdom. Stupid in some ways, I admit that. And a little bit crazy. But
yeah.
Who isn't a little bit crazy?
I think if I could offer an opinion, I think you've done a very sapient job of breaking that call.
Well, you know I can do that, Paul. You know that about me. And Pat Smith said that about me on here. I called his show and I lit it up.
So you're calling Pat's show now in Birmingham?
Oh yeah. Pat loved it. It was good stuff. Nothing negative. He doesn't give any negative back talk.
Well, you know, the thing about Pat is that, you know, Pat created the Feinbaum show, as you well know.
I know about that. You know, I know
so,
about that.
So
he
I
couldn't
mean,
wait
it,
to get
it,
me
it's
on
it. Too bad that you have to go to Pat's show now to hear the Feinbaum show.
Well, I can't go here anymore because all I get is negativity. But anyway, I made my point.
Jim, I know you don't want to hear me say this, but I am sincere. I wish I knew how to undo all this damage that has been caused here and created.
Then don't be sarcastic. Don't try to make fun of me when you say stupid things like I'm trying to help Jim and what can I do to get you back. That's all. You know what that is. That's just noise for the audience to so they can laugh.
So you think I'm just feeding the zoo animals by saying that?
Well, I know what you're doing. Yeah, exactly what you're doing. But you've been the world champion at doing that crap, so I don't see how you can stop. I don't think you can stop.
Oh, you can. A lot of people have overcome addictions.
You.
Oh, you don't think I can?
I don't think you can stop doing that crap.
Well, I've done some things before that I didn't think I was capable of, so maybe.
But you know what, Paul? I still enjoy talking to you because you're so weird in so many ways. You're interesting. You are interesting.
Well, I won't step on a good call by saying anything other than thank you.
Well, you have to admit this has been a good call.
Oh, this has been the best call of the night.
Compared to Logan and Will.
Come on, Jim. Now you're insulting me by thinking
well, you
that
need
I would
to be
think
insulted
those were good
by
calls.
Getting these creeps on every day and letting them talk over a minute and a half.
Well, Jim, I've asked you to do this, and you won't do it, and I understand why. But if you sat here every day, you would talk to Logan too.
Well, you told Ryan Fowler when he was in the studio 10 years ago. You said when I called, I didn't know he was there with you. You turned to him after that, and you said I'd love him to call all 4 hours if he wanted to.
Yeah, I did say that to Ryan.
Well, certainly you did because you knew. Well, you were smart about that. You knew it was. You knew I'm a good caller. You know that. I don't know about the great caller, but you know I'm a good caller.
Jim,
no doubt about it.
I mean, you act like I've never said that. I mean, I didn't just say this at a Civitan Club meeting.
Yeah, Paul, you said that. What else did you say later?
Well,
he's an idiot. Blowing on.
That was emotional. You know, you can. But Jim, do you realize to get something in
any? Are you apologizing?
I am apologizing. Yes.
Okay, I accept your apology.
Okay. In the spirit of
we'll
the
go from here. But,
okay.
But again, I'm going to be the designated occasional breaking news guy, and I'm telling you the truth. John from St. Louis is the most compelling caller on the show.
Well, that's
and don't by the way, don't lose him. You don't want to lose him.
No, we've lost enough already on this show.
That's right. Good to talk to you, Paul. Have a good week.
Thank you, Jim. It was fantastic having you back. Even for just a few moments. That was good, wasn't it? Trey is up next.
Oh, Lord, Paul. I mean, that man must have used the word compelling and has had about 100 different callers who are the most compelling callers on the show. But, you know, there's nothing like a caller calling in and a Richard E. Nixon mask calling the host of the show a clown. That's what I found to be quite funny, Paul. But, you know, let's talk about Matt for a minute. Then I have a baseball question for you. Matt, I think you need to try to be the best version of yourself because you said so. I paid attention to words because of coaching, Paul. He says, I want to be like you. You don't want to be like anybody. You say the words like, I am going to be like you or I'm going to be better than you. The want comes from you. So he needs to leave those kind of words out. Now I have a baseball question for you, Paul. The SEC baseball, they have 8 teams ranked in the top 25. I love this time of year with baseball and softball. But did you realize that Florida and LSU are two of the teams that are not ranked? How ironic is that and how rare is that?
And I mean, and I hang up and listen. Didn't those two play for the championship last year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Not even in the top 25.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. And they both started out in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's even more amazing. I think LSU's like 2-12 in the conference now, or 3-11 or something like that.
Yeah, they're having a rough time. I know that only because Augie updates us every weekend.
Well, he's not going to have a good week. You know what's coming. Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
Thank you, Trey. John just got a compliment from Jim, who is a very respected caller. John, you there?
Yes, Paul. My response to Jim is, it's about time, Jim. And Paul, I'm going to tell it like it is here for just a minute. And Paul, what Jim talks about and what I talk about is, sock it to me, and here come the judge.
Oh, yeah. Rowan and Martin's laughing. Yeah. I don't need I feel like that 60s show, or was it the 70s show? That 70s show is back every night when John calls in, but that was a 60s show. I don't know if that show made it to the 70s. We'll take a break. It has been a fascinating couple of minutes here, and we will return.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back late on Monday afternoon. Augie is up next. Hey, Augie.
Hey, Paul. Hey, John from Louisville. He's really compelling, all right. Every time I hear him, he compels my bowels to stimulate and run to the bathroom. That's how compelling John from. That's a Louisville? I meant St. Louis.
John from St. Louis you're referring to.
But you know what? Let's make it both of them. To me, they're bookends, one or the other. And I have to disagree with the fine senator from Alabama there. He does not compel me, does not stimulate thought or anything. But, Paul, Trey stole my thunder. LSU baseball is dead, Paul. The one thing we had to look forward to this year was baseball. The football team, well, could have been worse.
Football team won 10 games.
Yeah, okay. They blew the Ole Miss game. That separated it from being a good season to a mediocre season. But, Paul, it's all about baseball. LSU, you think of LSU and you think of college baseball, you think of LSU, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. They're the defending national champs.
I told you, after O won that national championship and they got beat by Mississippi State, and what was that quarterback Costello threw for 800 yards and then you didn't see him for the rest of the year?
Right.
That O was done. LSU football was done. I can't imagine how Jay Johnson has lost this season. They got swept by Tennessee, Paul. I know Tennessee's good, but they are not even coming close to winning a series. So what's good? Is it reasonable to expect you to win the national championship and then totally tank? I mean, is that reasonable?
Usually, and by the way, I think this happened. Didn't this happen 2 years ago? Ole Miss won and then didn't even make the SEC tournament.
Mike Bianco's in the same situation. They're about to run him out of Oxford, Paul. Did you see what happened?
Mississippi State had a problem, too, I think, after it won.
Yes, Lamonis almost got run out of Starkville, but he's turned it around. Here's the thing. I know they're not going to get rid of Jay Johnson, but LSU baseball is an embarrassment to the state, to the school, to the university, to the alums, to the past players. There's no pride. There's no guts. There's nothing on that team. And that's a rant that, at this point, they're not even going to make a regional, which is a huge embarrassment. Thank you, Jay Johnson. And I have a question for you, Paul. Do you think it's possible, and this goes back to the conversation with Jim, for you to give up sarcasm?
No. No.
I didn't think so either. But you know what's ironic? As you say you're not being sarcastic, people don't realize the sarcasm in the statement. Anyway,
well,
Paul,
you understand that, man. There's always been this third rail of the show. You know that.
Exactly. The third ring, as you always say. But it's so intriguing that as you talk to people about, well, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize for all the things I've done, and they're accepting your apology, they don't realize the apology is in the third ring. And that's what makes it so great, Paul, is that you are the master at pulling the strings. And we appreciate it. So
thank you,
Augie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, that was a fantastic call. Am I being sarcastic? Okay. Didn't mean to be, but it did just kind of happen. Randy is in Kentucky. Hey, Randy.
How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. What's up with you?
Well, first-time caller. I've never called into a TV show or any kind of sports
well,
show before. But I appreciate you. And I kind of started watching you about a year ago. My son turned me on to you, and I thought it was a very interesting show and get all kinds of different viewpoints. And I wanted to give you my viewpoint from what I witnessed at UK yesterday.
Please do.
I've probably been to 25 games in my life. I remember when Louis Dampier and Ronnie Lyons and some of the Dan Issels of the time. And that's what I was raised on, Kentucky basketball, even watched Kentucky Colonels. So yesterday, we didn't know exactly what was going on. I heard one guy make a report that the place was filled up because the bus was going to roll in. All of that was unknown. None of us knew that. They did not make that announcement. We had no clue. We thought we was going through a press conference. So after church, we took two of my grandchildren with us. And my oldest grandchild is 16. He's a ball player. And he's always been a Duke fan. And he had his Duke jersey on. And I said, you better cover that up. So he put a sweatshirt on over top of it. And when we got down there, we seen all the people lined up. And he said, I better take this off, Papa. So he did. He left it in the car. And we got in line, and there was probably, I'm going to say 10,000 people there then, just wrapped around the building like you've never seen. And I've been to basketball games down there before and never seen anything like this. So we stand there, we're talking to people in line. I talked to a guy from St. Louis, a guy from Indianapolis. They weren't raised here. And I asked him, I said, well, why are you a Kentucky fan? And he said, it's a program that has set the standard. And he said, we just always been amused and amazed by the things that they do. They do it like no one else. So we finally, they opened doors, we get in, and from the minute we got in there, it was just an atmosphere unbelievable. It seemed like the place was shaking an hour before anything even started happening. And we slowly watched the whole thing fill up. They only had about half of it open. They had to actually take down some curtains they had put in behind the stage because the whole arena filled up. And that atmosphere was so electrifying that you just had to be. I can't explain it to you. You had to be there. Like I said, there was people crying. It was just amazing. Babies, people had a spirit that hasn't been in that arena for I don't know how long. And it was just a moment that I don't think anyone has ever experienced in any other Coliseum. Something, it was like our program had. It was going through a rebirth or something that we had lost along the way. When Calipari come here, you know, I think we was iffy on him when he came, but everybody bought in and followed him. But to tell you the truth, we quit watching every day, you know, every game they had a couple years ago, just simply because kind of how the direction it was going. It wasn't about teamwork. It wasn't about what the program stood for. Hard work, grit, and just sold out to Kentucky. I mean, sold out to that university. And it's just a passion that, you know, that it goes beyond, you know, the NBA or anywhere else. It's a college passion. It's a Kentucky passion. And when you catch it, it's in your soul. So to me, it was totally different than anything I'd been to. My grandson, actually, he's 16. After we'd been there about 20 minutes, he looked around. And he says, I can't believe this. And he actually come out, and both my grandkids told me it's the best thing they'd ever been to in their life. And, you know, that's what Kentucky is. I hear all the experts calling in, why didn't we get this coach? I don't know. I thought Donovan would have been a good coach. But I can tell you one thing about Mark Pope. He bleeds blue. He poured everything out that he had. He will tell you he wasn't a top player. He wasn't a five-star recruit. Everything he got, he fought for. He deserved it. He done that for us. He made a sacrifice for Kentucky. That goes further than any Hall of Fame coach you could bring us. And we'll support him. And there's not a doubt in my mind, he loves Kentucky enough. If he can't do the job, he'll get someone in there in a few years that can. I don't think Hall of Fame coaches do that. When they come in and from a different program, from it's just a different view of eyes that you have to be looking through to actually appreciate who Kentucky is. Maybe we're clowns, like your one caller said. But that's okay.
I don't think Randy. I frankly think it's one of the most inspiring things I've heard from what you said, because this is the Kentucky basketball that I think has been missing. Even during the winning days, it was all about Calipari. And when he made that statement early on about the biggest night being the night of the draft, he lost a lot of people that made that program what it is. And it doesn't matter what program you are. It's no one person is ever bigger than the school. And Calipari, I really believe, thought he was bigger than Kentucky.
I agree, and we appreciate everything he's done. I mean, like I say, I'm not the guy that makes the airways all the time. I'm just telling you from a real true Kentucky fan that I talk to my buddies and stuff every day. We breathe basketball. Everybody thinks horse racing is the big thing in Kentucky, and it is once a year. Kentucky basketball is the big thing every day of the year.
I think Cal will be successful at Arkansas, and Arkansas has upgraded its program, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the University of Kentucky here.
Well, I agree with you, and everybody I talked to in the line down there yesterday said they was pulling for Cal to succeed what he was looking for, but we just have two objectives. We see basketball differently, but we hope he succeeds. I hope we win when we play him. But I hope it's a good game. I hope everything's left on the court. And I feel like for a while, things haven't been left on the court. I think our players have been put in a bad position at times. But I truly believe that Calipari lost my support and so many other support in the state of Kentucky in 2019 when they kneeled for the national anthem. That don't sit well in Kentucky. And from there, it just snowballed downhill.
Randy, thank you very, very much. What a pleasure to hear from you. And that's really wonderful that you were able to go to that. Let's take a break. More to come. 30 minutes remaining here on a Monday afternoon.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tonight, we've been talking about it all day. Bama, SB, 9 p.m. Eastern. AJ is up next.
You know, Paul, I hear Paul bozo, the communist clown, and Dumbo calls in here, Paul, today, supporting each other. Quite frankly, Paul, John, let me tell you something here, John, young man. You know what you're doing? You're sleeping with a damn enemy, like that movie, Paul. You remember sleeping with an enemy? With the enemy there? Look what he's doing with Jim. And quite frankly, it's going to take just a short period of time. He's going to stab you in your damn back so quick, John. It's not even going to be funny. And quite frankly, also, John, you don't know a damn thing about basketball. I mean, you're with Missouri. Zero SEC wins, John. So you know you know nothing. Just like Jim, he knows nothing about calling. And quite frankly, both of you guys, there's a reason, Paul, there's a reason there that both of their names start with a J and Jackass does as well, because every one of them's a jackass. Jim, you can go to hell, and John, you can make his bed. More damn Eagle, Paul.
Elliot is up next. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to let you know I spent the entire weekend down on OSU campus. 80,000 fans came in the stadium to see a whole bunch of SEC players on the field. It was amazing. But what was more amazing, Paul, is I pulled these players aside and I talked to them. And I said, you know, what do you like about Ohio State? And I would ask them things like, who's your favorite player that you're working with? Who's your favorite guy in the locker room? And you know what they said, Paul? They said, I have 40 favorite guys in the locker room.
Hey, Elliot, I hate to be a non-believer, but you just made a very broad statement. I pulled these players aside, not to go reporter one-on-one, but can you specifically mention the players that you talked to?
I would not ever specifically mention.
Yeah, because
you
know why,
Paul,
Elliot? Because you're full of it. You're just making that
up.
I'm
not full of
it. All you have to say is I talked to Julian Sayen. I talked to Caleb Down.
I've got a ton of signatures.
You're not capable of that because you didn't get anywhere near one of these players.
The bottom line, this team.
The bottom line is that you're full of. Yes, you are.
Ryan Day is different, and you know it.
He's a choker.
And I know it. You know that it's different, Paul. You know it.
The guy has been housed by Jim Harbaugh three straight times. He lost to Elijah Drinkwitz, okay?
But you know what I'm talking about.
No,
Paul.
I don't know what you're talking about because you can't even. All you have to say is,
Paul,
I talked to this player. There's 100 players on the team. You can't even give me a name. Did he make that up or not? You made that up.
Paul, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Elliot.
You know what I'm talking about. That's why you want names, brother.
No, basically, when someone calls in and says, I talk to these players and they like it here more than they like it at Alabama or wherever, all you have to say is, these are the players I talk to.
I said that they have 40 best friends in the locker room. I didn't say anything about any other
school. Well, you were insinuating that you talked to some really important players.
Not insinuating anything, Paul. I'm just telling you what the culture is like.
Hey, Elliot, I'm curious. You're a fan, right?
I'm a huge fan, yeah.
How did you get access to these players?
The entire weekend was full of players. Rascal Flats was in. There was a four-miler that I ran.
Rascal Flats is a country band. They're not a player.
No. They had a concert with the players and the coaches.
But you still haven't told me how you, Elliot, from Ohio, got anywhere near these people.
I got near them because I was at all the events all weekend, brother.
I was at Coachella, but I didn't talk to Taylor Swift.
Well, Ohio State's a little bit different, Paul. You know?
Yeah, you call in a show that's based in the SEC and make up stuff. That's all you're doing here.
We can call it that. That's fine.
Elliot, I know one thing. If I went to the Ohio State game, I would say, hey, I talked to this guy, I talked to that guy, I talked to this guy. You can't even come up with that.
No,
because,
I'm just telling you,
Elliot,
an incredible weekend.
The bottom line is very simple. You're a liar, okay? Very simple.
The players are bought.
You make stuff
an
up.
Incredible weekend.
What is the name of your website again, Elliot?
The SEC is overrated.com, Paul.
Right. Yeah, I mean, essentially, Elliot, you have an axe to grind, And I'm going to put the axe right right between your two shoulder blades. Thank you for calling. Todd is up next. Hello, Todd.
Hello, young man. How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I done come to the conclusion, there's a lot of folks that call this show, Paul. Now, there's two categories. It's either eccentric or just crazy as hell. All right, most of us that call this show, now, you're not crazy as hell, Paul. You eccentric, and you have money. That's what sets us aside. The rest of us folks that call this show, we don't have no more money than the host. But, Paul, I watch that spring game Saturday, and I've never seen nothing like it. Them guys were hitting so damn hard, I thought they were going to put them out for the season, Paul. I mean, they look great. Also, they wouldn't let them throw passes like the defense just figured it out. It says, if you're going to throw this pass, you're going to have to be on target because I'm trying to kill you. I had never seen nothing like it. But now, Paul, I did not like the way they did it, but it was okay. It let us see what we had, even though we couldn't keep score like that. But it was all right. But anyway, Paul, what's wrong with my old buddy, the Trojan Warrior up at Pale City? He ain't got no material. He didn't have nothing to say today.
No, he was pretty much recycled material.
Yeah, I'm worried about my old buddy. Have you heard from Larry today?
No Larry.
Okay, I'm going to have to call him, Paul. But anyway, Paul, I was just going to say that. I appreciate you letting me get in, brother. You have a good day. Roll damn tight, Paul.
You got it. Great to hear from you. Harry is in NOAA. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you.
Paul, you know, I think I'm on your side. I think, you know, I've been calling, I think, and listening for about 10 years. I seem to find something good every time I don't like a call and I listen again to them, they come up with something I do like. So when I think of John from St. Louis and Jim and Augie, I think about General MacArthur. I'm going to take something from his speech at West Point.
Please.
Old callers never die, Paul. They
what
just fade away.
One of the most famous.
Have a great one, Paul.
Thank you
very
much.
Have a great call.
You got it. Great to hear from you. Felix is in Birmingham. Hey, Felix.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We are well. Thank you.
Good. I was just calling about Jim or whatever, he is just such a washed up, used to being, and I don't know if he's calling from the nursing home or whatever, but the show has passed him by, and he just needs to get over it.
Well, I appreciate you offering that advice. Hey, thanks, Felix. We're heading to a break. We still have a couple of minutes remaining here on a Monday afternoon, almost Monday night. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.